Sí. Sí, claro, ¿no? I thought I might bring up this bit of an issue that's been getting around for the last few years about the flat earth sort of stuff. Petri dish, the aspects of other planets out there, or continents, I should say. Situation with the moon switched upside down, looks like there's other continents off to the northwestern hemisphere, and all these other aspects. It's like a blueprint of what the Earth was probably when the moon was formed 200 million years ago, probably. Sea rises, sea falls, and all these other issues that are involved in our lifespan here as humanoids on this plane. So what I'm going to do is go through some articles from about the 1800s to about the 1900s about the flat earth teachings. Not to mention biblical texts as well, but we're going to pretty much stick with the 1800s and 1900s, I think. This bit. Alright. Let's get into it. Find my odd dog. It'll be fine. There we go. This is going to be a bit tricky, guys, because some of these documents aren't exactly readable. With over 125 articles, clippings. Oh. Right, it's going too fast. Many, many articles, guys. Hear about this. Shut down notice due to, yeah, okay. I might have the wrong bloody page open, I think. Let me just double check this. Something's not right here. Hey, welcome to the room. Come on, man. This is gonna be it, surely. 18. Oh, yeah, this is it. Right. Yeah, it's just taking a sec to load. Well, we're going to start with the globular world and gravity elemented in Zion schools, which was bought in, I can't see, Earth is flat. It looks like it would be from the 1800s. I'd say, I can't exactly see the date, but I'd gather by the writing. There's also other documents from that sort of article about the Earth is flat back in those days. I'm just trying to look for actual, the blueprints, like, what papers these things were in at the moment is a bit hard to follow. They had a map which even I think went back to quite some years. I don't know if it was the Perilis map, but there was another map very similar. It's really weird on a lot of these maps is that it seems to put Australia up the top. What the hell is that all about? That is really weird. I've just noticed something, you know, in correlation, if anyone has ever come across that, like, why is Australia seems to be just about on all these maps up the top? When we're supposed to be the Southern Hemisphere, you know, Southern Cross and all these other issues. Why on these older maps are we up the frickin' top? What's going on there? And we look elongated more than what we actually are. Our circumference doesn't sort of match, or our diameter doesn't actually match, to me, what I know of Australia, which is a little bit bizarre. Which makes me wonder if this was before the great floods happened, these maps, that we're actually seeing continents before the great influx. I mean, apparently there's recorded on our records that there was an inland ocean into the middle of Australia to, I forget the name of it now, Northern Adelaide or Northern South Australia from Western Australia. Oh, shit. I used to take a client out, actually, that documented this. He, they found on his property, Wilcannia, I think I was, actually. You know, I'm pretty sure it was Wilcannia, which is northern middle of Australia, pretty much, where I am. And apparently from Western Australia, there was an inland sea at one stage, and he actually found a flounder fossil on his property, where he lived, in Wilcannia. So that's fascinating how things have changed over times, you know. Things have really, really changed over times. We had the ebbs and we had the flows, you know. We have, I'm sure, the sea rises. I mean, when you look at certain coastal lines, it looks like there must have been a high, higher sea level from the indentations of the coastline. You know, some of these are quite tall, you know. And I think there was some sort of thing happening there, you know. I think the Nile went through these aspects. I think we had two major ebbs and flows. I think 30 foot's about the average that they talk about of our last ebb and flow. I think it's around about the 30-foot mark. That's why we see things off the coast, you know. When there's a tsunami or something, we see a city just sitting out in the freaking back of India or bloody, which they actually did about 6 or 8 years ago. They had a tsunami in India, and the freaking, as the water ran out, you had to come back in and do a nice little rush of the land. They could see a, virtually a city out in the frickin' ocean. I'm pretty sure it was India. So these things were happening that we don't see. You think about our civilizations now, you know, most of us are on the coastlines, you know. So it would make sense that we would lose a lot of population by a dramatic sea influx rise. I mean, it could happen just virtually overnight, really, when you think about it. Just polar shift. All sorts of natural phenomena that can actually create a situation that we could just be wiped out. Which would be probably, what, on the coastlines of the world, It'd have to be pretty close to 70%. That could be just pretty much wiped off the map, you know. And that's why I think the next warfare is going to involve these sort of aspects. There's a couple of reasons for that. Is because, one, they don't have to worry about pollution. I'm talking about an EMP pulse, you know. They don't have to worry about destroying infrastructure, so they can take over infrastructure as well. And they can invade without literally killing people. The people will kill themselves through anarchy, you know, through chaos. The system will break down and people will lose their minds within a week to 2 weeks. It'll be absolute, yeah. Especially now in this day and age, you know, with multiculturalism. It probably wouldn't have been too bad about 50 years ago when people were more sovereign with each other and felt more of a tribal instinct. But I think what they've done through the Kalergi clan and these other aspects is that they've divided us, that we don't have any now loyalty. Even the sovereigns are thinking, like, what the hell am I fighting for here? You know, it's like, I think it's a downheartening sort of aspect that people get to, you know. They're thinking, well, what am I standing for? Which is going to create individualism, you know. People are going to go back to their own deeper sort of aspects than their country. So they're even killing, in my opinion, they're killing patriotism in countries. I mean, it's a master plan, really, when you think about it. It's the breakdown of every different sorts of society, every level of loyalty to your people or loyalty to yourself, even, to some degrees, you know. What about the people that just give up and just to say, to hell with this, you know, hit the bottle or hit drugs hard or something, you know. There's a lot of different aspects, definitely, about this situation that we're in, especially at the moment in history. I mean, if you're I'd go probably more towards Ireland, all right? So Irish, very patriotic, blah, blah, blah. And then the government has pumped in all these foreigners. Well, what level does it break a Irish man to not even be patriotic? That's what I'm saying. It's a scary thought, but it's a true thought, I think, you know. At what point have you broken the man down that his patriotism has dwindled to nothing no more? What really has a man got to lose after that, really? I think patriotism is a very high quality in a human. And as a man, and as the last resort and the last right of justice, it can and is a crippling freaking place to be. No man wants to be put in a place like that. No man wants to, man. But we're going to find these issues. That's the problem. We're going to come across these issues, these paths, and all these other aspects. But no one wants to be there, you know. I mean, I'm in Australia, but I feel more for Ireland, Scotland, England, even any European countries that are losing that spark of sovereignty, you know, And I can see that dwindling. And that's the thing that really worries me and upsets me, is the patriotism is going to be, well, not far from outlawed anyway, because it'll be classed as a far right wing or neo-Nazi fascism sort of aspect, because of their pride of their country. And you're seeing it right before you, that this sort of nationalism sort of thing is failing, and it's being swept to the side. And even the people that are in the movements of patriotism are losing their spirit and their pride. And you can't blame them. I don't think you can blame them. They're probably thinking, most of them now, like, what are we fighting for? Really? Seriously? Seriously? Like, what do you do here? And to what extreme do you go to be a patriot? Is it a racial patriotism? Yes, I'm sure it is, and especially in places like Ireland and Scotland. America and Australia would be a different freaking breed, because we are built on a so-called multicultural sort of society, you know, empire or whatever. But I can understand the aspects when it comes to the Irish and Scottish and all these other countries, you know. The patriot, they're killing patriotism by the means of multiculturalism, because the more that they pump in multiculturalism, the more the patriots have got to a certain point where they just go, well, what's me to fight for now? Seriously, guys, think about it. What am I fighting for? My country that's full of Muslims now, when we had a Christian society that we tried to build upon? And I'm not putting any religion or anything down, I'm just using it as an example. But what have they got now to actually offer in their virtue for, or their pride for their country? Their country's gone. It's not the country anymore. The same sort of thing happened in Egypt. There was a scripture written and talked about back in them days. What had happened was that Egypt, they ran out of work, very similar to here, and the people, it was mentioned, I forget the damn name of the author off the top of my head, I forgot his name. He talked about that Egypt, he would walk down the streets and could not even understand the people's languages, you know. History repeats, guys. History repeats, and that's why empires come at about a certain ratio and all these sort of things when they collapse, you know, every so many 200 years. So we're actually due for a mass collapse, there's no doubt about it. If it doesn't happen this year, I'd be very surprised. Well, if it doesn't happen this month, I'd be very surprised. Where it's going to lead us, I'm not too worried, because I don't really have much finances anyway, so I'm just more curious to see where it's all going to lead and go. Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting time, guys. As I mentioned in my last one, that April seems to be the date that they want to do the internet shutdown that we've heard about for probably the last 8 months. Oh, it's been getting around rumors about this shit coming up this year. And so it seems like they're planning between now and April. But I think it's going to be a bit closer than April. It's January. It's March now, isn't it? Who is it? Fucking, well, I don't know what the fucking month it is, man. What is it for? Is it March, all right? I don't even know what freaking year it is half the time, guys. I don't even know what freaking... It's March. Shit. Damn. Damn. Unbelievable. You know, this is the first year I've missed everyone. All of my family's birthdays are between pretty much January and now. I missed every single birthday this year. Unbloody believable. Time's just beside me at the moment. It really, really is. It's freaking incredible, man. It is. It's mind-blowing. I think there is some sort of great awakening going on, you know, to a degree as well. But I don't think that we should judge people on their levels of the awakening, you know. I think that's been the biggest, another divider, is that we all sit here and be gurus and, or, you know, proclaim ourselves to be this and that and blah, 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 or just to share insights. And we put other people down, you know, and I don't agree with that at all. I think we're all on our own path, you know. I think it's quite rude to put each other down on certain levels, or to call them sheep or ignorant or any of these other aspects, you know. I mean, I'm sure, you know, I'm never an absolute on things that I come across myself, you know. Because of that reason, you know, I don't want to procreate. There's not much that I'm actually an absolute about. If you really dig into me, into my brain, I'm quite I'm quite a very out there sort of person when it comes to these sort of thoughts and stuff. And I'm not judgmental at all. I hold myself open, but if I see bullshit, of course I'm going to call bullshit, you know. It's just as simple as that. Just being honest and true. I'm not going to be a yes man by any means, of course. But if I see some bullshit going on, you know, I'm going to, this is the way it is. I was thinking about actually the afterlife. Pretty deep lately. I don't know if anyone's interested in that sort of commentary, but I can bring that up a little bit. I'm just thinking of where my perspectives are on these sort of issues, which I might do because I guess it's my show. I guess I can say what the hell I want. Isn't that right for? Yeah, you tell him. You just say, you roll with it, Oz. You roll. All right, I'm going to roll with the afterlife. Stuff it. I think that we come here through like if you go back to the source, for instance, the source of life, like God or Elohim or Mighty One, or I think it's beyond that. I think these are more demigods on this realm, but that's another story. But I'm talking about the essence of creation, all right? Now, if you go back to the essence of creation, what was it to do? What was its whole purpose of creation? What was that spark's actual intention of having that spark and that metaphoric sort of, or metaphor of creation? It was to feel, it was to know, it was a spark of curiosity. How do you say it? I can't even pronounce it. Curiosity, I guess you could call it. What happened? Did we have someone calling? Did we? Oh, did you hit it by mistake? That can happen sometimes. Welcome to the room. I'm just talking a little bit of an analogy about how we are and the source and everything going way back to the actual foundations of creation. But if you'd like to call in about something, You're most welcome. You okay, mate? How you going, Philip? Yeah, sorry if I missed you, mate. If you wanted to call in, you're most welcome. I've got an open line. Anyone's welcome to call in. But I was going back to like creation, you know. And the source and all these sort of other aspects. Now, imagine if the source wanted to feel what plastic feels like between fingers. Now, it might take 200 trillion years before a certain planet's made, and a humanoid sort of species are created that can create plastic. And then the source gets to feel it, if you know what I mean. And I think that's how we work in our spheres. I call it the spheres of life, that we are actually energetic spheres, more amazingly sized than probably what we can comprehend. And we choose to come here on a different vibrational sort of frequency. And this is how we live here on Earth, on the vibrations of Earth, you know, 532 hertz or whatever the hell is going on here. Like on, and then we have different vibrational levels throughout different parts of, like, the fish, the dogs, cats, you know, all this crazy stuff. But we are here as humans on a different vibrational level. Now we can choose to come back here, relearn and experience things. But the thing is, which makes sense to me, which I was getting to, if the creator or the essence of everything, okay, I'm talking the big boy or the big whatever essence, if that thing, well, I shouldn't say thing, it's not very polite, but if that entity has created all this, what would be if we were created in the image and likeness, us be like? One definite thing would be we'd be creators, no doubt about that. Two, we would be explorers. No doubt about that. What does the essence like to do? Create, explore. And what could be the other cartel? Creation itself. Become many. That's right. The enjoyment of experience creation. And what are our traits when you think about it? Exploration, creation, of course, and let's add in a little bit of a jingle of booze or something that's a little bit mind-altering. We like things a little bit out there, if you know what I mean. So you see the traits of creation itself, you know. And things are in sequence with the Fibonacci and the pi, you know. I mean, if you look at the way even a wave comes in, everything has a sequence. What's the odds on all these animals being created the way that they are for these certain plants even that are on Earth? Or different stomach that I brought up last night about even cows, 2 to 3, what, stomach chambers to handle, you know, the cud, chew the cud, so to speak. The bird that's got that big beak that goes right down into that certain flower, you know. What are the odds and all that sort of crazy shit? It certainly does sound like a master plan to myself. Whether the thing that I've come across, though, is that I think, I really do, and it's a bit deep, But I think that this being don't give a shit about us, to be honest with you. I feel the intention of love, and I've given you sustenance and all these sort of other aspects. Yes, I can sort of see that. But I think we're sort of put here like a petri dish. That were, miraculous things happen. There's no doubt about it as well. But I don't know if it's the part of laws. Like, do they have a certain level where they can interact in some way that is miraculous, you know, like entities and stuff like that. Ghosts or whatever, or spiritual guides, even sort of aspect. That's the other weird question about it. What law is there for these miraculous sort of events to happen in people's lives, you know, that are really out there? It's like, I can see, here's a petri dish, you've done that, but then you see the other aspect of things, you know, and you go, what the hell's going on here? You know? Just makes you wonder, guys, you know, like, what is the whole big scheme of things, really, when you think about it? And what is our purpose? This is just to be here, to be a vibration and enjoy this, or unenjoy this part of creation, and then we go on to another one. I'd probably say that's more likely that's how it works. We're just here for a little time, mucking around. Some of us might be here for 30 incarnations. Some of us might be here for 1, 2, 3. Maybe some of us choose to do that. It seems to be, though, that you sign your consciousness away when you decide to come on the different levels. It'd probably be the same if you went, you know, 100,000 light years away from here and to another planet and experience their 7th dimension, you know. I think that's the whole experience of life, and that's the whole experience of the essence, is experiencing things. That's why we always talk about endeavors, you know, when you think about it, and conquests and all that. We have got that spark, which would make sense that the spark, the originator of all the essence, Mighty One itself, would have that in virtually all of its creation, if you think about it. Procreation, curiosity, getting out there and, getting boogie with it, so to speak. Did you hear about that thing today where they found off the shores of Chile, they found 100 new species of sea life? One of the fish, no joke, one of the fish looked like that red fish out of, what's his name? He's a cartoon character. He's got a big red head. I forget the name of the little dude. But, God, what's his name? I forgot it anyway. Anyway, I love seeing stuff like that, man. That is wild. Think about it. Just think about it, guys, like how privileged we are. Like, we sit on social media, talk shit, dribble bullshit, you know, and all this other stuff. Yet you got something like that that's showing you 100 different new species never seen. No, people would rather watch the football or something bloody crazy, Dancing with the Stars. I mean, think about it. In our lifetime, what's the odds that we get a chance to actually witness something like that? I mean, never, never. Thousands of years, you would never hear about this shit. And here it is. That should be like news, man. Be like, whoa, check this out. No one cares. No one cares. It's like, are you blowing my mind? You don't care about this? This is mind-blowing. You're talking about animals that no one's ever, fucking whatever you call them. I was going to call them marsupials. A freaking thing's in their water. You got all these bastard things running around. Never ever seen, never probably ever before after this little shot that you're going to see. And 30,000 fucking feet below the sea or whatever. And Britney Spears has got a concert coming out tonight. Yeah, right. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? Do you know the opportunities of, do you know how blessed you are just to witness something like that, guys? Seriously, think about it. When through the last thousands of years that you know that you could have seen something like that? Right there, right on your freaking TV. You'll never witness it. You'll never see it ever again. But it's there. It's unbloody believable. We use the blessings of this sort of technology to the wrong way, guys. I'm telling you, there's so much that you can really enjoy and get into with this if you use it the right way. Unfortunately, that it's not used the right way, you know, like something like that. Think about it. Just think about it. If you don't get scintillated just thinking about it, I don't know what's wrong with you, to be honest with you. I mean, this is something that you'd never, ever, ever see, you know, through thousands of years of bloody history or whatever, if any. And here we are, right, here we go, here's 100 pictures of this. Look at this. Freaking incredible, guys. That's why I wonder about these bloody going up to space and all this sort of bullshit, you know. We've got so much here to look at, man. This Earth is incredible. This Earth is incredible. The whole technology of this Earth could be, we could be the most amazing species. I'm telling you, guys. I know it. I know we got it. I freaking know it. That's the thing that frustrates probably me more than anything, is that I know that we got the heart, we got the people, we just need to sort it out properly and stop being so divided and work this shit out, because we've got the power, man. The world might be, might have gone to shit to certain degrees, but there's still a chance, I fully believe it. And I think in the next 12 months, we're going to see some really heavy-duty shit that's going to bring things back into perspective. Because you think about it, if we done this planet right, you know, without corruption and petrodollar and all that, worked mainly on hemp and worked around that more of an industry than anything, just about. This planet would be the most amazing place. Yeah, I'm telling you, I know it. I can see it, man. I can see it. There's nowhere I can't not see it. I think it's quite possible it could happen. I mean, we've gone through centuries of corruption and resets and all these other aspects. Why not a time for the golden age, you know? That little time, that little period where the people, it's going to be very hard because we're so divided. If we can unite in certain aspects, we could pull it off. So, but if we don't, we're fucked. We're well and truly got a rafter right up our backside. There's no doubt about it. That is the biggest thing anyway. Whether we can do it or not is that I know the potential of humanity and what we can do with technology that we know or already about that's been suppressed. I'm talking just the suppressed technology, let alone what we can evolve into is that we're in a most amazing species, man. Unbloody believable. Unbloody believable. All right. Let's have a little break. Going, Shields. I didn't see you in the room. But, oh, sorry, I missed you. How you going? What's good? Oh, it's you. Oh, wow. How you doing? I didn't see you. Oh, wow. Yeah, good to see you. Robert, he's like a legend now. Look at him. I bet he's strutting around like he's freaking chest out and everything, for sure. He'd think he's a god. Look at him. He'd be like, look at me. Good on him. That's a classic. Bloody hell, Rob. One for the team. One for the team. There's no doubt about it. You did it, mate. You did it. There is no doubt about it. Yep. He is the man tonight. Enjoy it while it lasts, Uncle Robert. There's no doubt about it. It don't last for bloody long, man. Yeah, man. Give it 2 or 3 days, maybe, and it's all back to normal, mate. I know what it's like to be a rock star. Yep. Been down these roads many a times, my friend, many a times. There's no doubt about it. You tell him, Shelbs. He'll get over it in a couple of days. He might need a shoulder to cry on, unfortunately. But these things happen in the real world, unfortunately. These things happen in the real world. Let's put a song on for Auntie Shelby. Let's put a song on for Auntie Shelby. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do, my friends. Quick break. Rubbing the corner of your groin, but then again, everything has a price, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink. You got the money, I got the angle grinder, baby. We're in for some heavy duty times, there's no doubt about it. Play a song for Robert. Stuff it. Sick of this. Blousy girl stuff. Here you go, Robert. One for you, mate.
It's 4 in the morning, and what's more, the dawning's just woke up the wanting in me. Wishing I'd never met her, knowing if I'd forget her, how much better off she would be.
Right.
The longer I hold on and the longer this goes on, the harder that it's gonna be.
It's 4 in the morning.
But it's 4 in the morning, and once more the dawning just woke up the wanting in me. I never deserved her, God knows when I hurt her. That's the last thing that I want to do.
They're all listening
she
from
tries,
Alaska, guys.
But she can't tell how she feels, but I know too well what she's going through. If I love her so much, I don't know why I can't do the right thing and just let her be. But it's for him. Told her goodbye. Last night we broke up. This morning I woke up, and for the 10th time I'm changing my mind. I saw more love in her eyes when I left her than most foolish men will ever see.
But it's
and it's 4 in the morning.
Liked it. I'm sure you loved it. Oh, he loved it. Look at him. He's just in his element. There's no doubt about it.
Simulation theory. Are we living in something we don't know? In something we can't see. Simulation, is it real?
There's no doubt about it.
Talk about it.
Don't talk about it, to be honest with you. Nope.
This is the first time I've done this, by the way. People try to put us down.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
This is live from Sue's nursing home.
Things they do look awful cold.
Talking about my generation.
I will die before I get old.
Talking about my generation, baby.
Why don't you all fade away?
Talking about my generation.
Don't try to dig what we all to say. Trying to go the big sensation. I'm just talking about my generation.
I can hear Sue in the background, there's no doubt about it. She's gonna kill me, you know that. Pieces, man. But I can't hear her.
Why don't you all fade away?
Talking about my generation.
Don't try to dig what we all say.
Talking about my generation.
I'm not trying to cause a big sensation.
Talking about my generation.
I'm just talking about my generation.
There you go, gave myself a shovel, just dug that hole pretty deep. So there's going to be some lashbacks, there's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Let's play a song for me. End of that short to annoy you, Robert. There's no doubt about it. There is no doubt about it.
Spending all this intersection, give me for my change.
20th century. Another one to annoy you.
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been.
Here we go.
And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen. And we're not little children, and we know what we want.
Mm-hmm.
Work it out.
Welcome to the room. Yeah. You come up, Shelbs, and sing the song with me. I think that'd be fan bloody tastic. I think that'd be fan bloody tastic. Airport guys.
We'll take that ride. Maybe you wonder where you are. I don't care.
Can't you go into the toilet? I can't pull this off on my own. There's no way. Detroit.
We're on a road to nowhere.
There you go.
We're on a road to nowhere.
Can you just feel it in my mind? Come along and take the ride. It's all right. Very clever, Oz. You're very clever. All right, let's play a song for sure, but this is getting annoying. Gets rhetoric after a while, to be honest with you. Stuck it out of the wood. I start getting annoyed. Shelbs, this is a song between me and my daughter. Have a listen to this.
Pray you'll be alright and watch us where we go and help us to be wise.
Wait for it. To what coming?
Lead us to a place. Guide us with your grace.
She's a bit of an amateur, but becomes dead.
I pray we'll find your love.
Where you are. Let this be our prayer. Let this
shadows fill our day.
When shadows fill our day.
Lead us to a place. Guide us with your grace. To a place where we'll be saved. A world where pain and sorrow will be
same bloody testing.
And every heart that's broken will be mended.
We like something out of a bloody movie scene, guys. Gone with the wind. Here we go.
Watch us from
above.
We hope each soul will find another soul to
talk about it. It's starting to get ugly. All right, let's get into some positive affirmations.
This is where we hold them.
This is where we fight.
This is where we fight. And these shields, boys.
Hey.
The cerebrum has suffered massive and irreparable damage.
I can't remember anything. I can't remember.
Sure of this, I would not have permitted him to live.
Where? Father?
Where am I?
I need help.
Oh. What is democracy? What is democracy?
Got something to do with young men.
What is democracy? It's got something to do with young men.
Killing each other.
When it comes to my turn, will you want me to go?
For democracy, any man would give it.
Any man. Yeah, any man would give it. Right. Okay. It's all coming back to me now.
Only
begotten. Right, we're moving along from that. It's too depressing as far as I'm bloody concerned. Gotta go down that rabbit hole. Shit. I think things have started to screw up pretty bad, to be honest with you. Old dude, he was in a restaurant and he didn't know about it, and he's, you know, terminally, he's going to die like a couple of months or whatever. And he's an old lad, and he didn't know that this was going to happen. So all of a sudden, everyone started getting involved in this song. Check this out, guys.
We all have pain. We all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we all that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long.
old. Yeah, how, like, just anonymous
people. Today, the moon is 8 days old.
Yeah, yeah, that was pretty, whoa, that guy must have been, like, in his element, for sure. See people come with a heart like that, you know, that's pretty freaking good stuff. That's his pretty good stuff.
Stop being gilded, domesticated garbage. Stop being weak. And when you see a threat coming down on you, deal with it. Become a human again. Stop being weak. We got a bunch of criminals coming down on us. Murdering scum. Get humanity awake. I'm gonna get our forces up, and then I'm gonna bring these people to justice. And you know what I mean. You know what I mean. I wanna unleash humanity.
Bloody hell, that's pretty intense. There's no doubt about it. Bloody hell, what's wrong with him? I think he needs to have a little bit of marijuana, maybe, or something like that.
This is a song for you, Shubs. I think Monica would like this too, Shelves. She'd be like getting those little shaking bead things in her hands. The next episode of this situation that I'm at the moment.
And your children are turning into mindless vassals who now they look up to some twit instead of looking up to Thomas Jefferson or looking up to Nikola Tesla or look.
Let's see who's actually in the room, to be honest with you. A listener. All right. Okay. Let's play a song for 4Q. 4Q, this one's for you, my friend.
Looking up to Magellan. I mean, kids, Magellan's a lot cooler than Justin Bieber. He circumnavigated with one ship the entire planet. He was killed by wild natives before they got back to Portugal. And when they got back, there was only like 11 people alive of the 200-something crew, and the entire ship was rotting down to the waterline. That's destiny. That's will. That's striving. That's being a trailblazer.
Well, I hope you like that 4Q. I might even play a song for me next, to be honest with you. That was getting a little bit scary. Yeah, that was getting a little bit scary, man. Sorry to do that to you. I'm sure you did appreciate it to some degree. There's no doubt about it. There is no doubt about it. All right, let's play a song for me.
The paradigm of absolute control. And that's why we're just out here doing simple things, pointing out that we're meant to be in nature and be natural. And this is where we find the source that God made to transcend the new world order. And that's why they want to try to keep us out of it.
I'm angry. I've had enough of these people. They're a bunch of Christian murderers, scum, metal and giant death factories, keeping babies alive and selling that body part. What more do you need to know about these people? I go out and face these scum. They literally crawl out from under rocks. They have green looking skin and they run around screaming, we love Satan, we wanna eat babies. I have them on video. Hillary's in the creepy weird sick stuff, man. She sleeps in the same room with that creepy weirdo woman whose mother wears a hood over her head.
What the hell?
That woman number one is ugly. Imagine how bad she smells, man. I'm torn her and Obama just...
I'm not even going to try to sing the lyrics of this song, my friends, because it involves some very, very tight underwear.
Stink. Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur. In a room, vampire pot, then a goblin.
And a wedgie. And a wedgie. Double whammy. I can try.
We're such self-centered crap. We don't even notice and it's out rising up against us. Millions of pointed people. The very worst type, and I'm so pissed. Gonna stare your dad at the mall.
I've neglected myself. Let me put a song on for me. Let's see this. Neglect. I'm sick of it.
I will beat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready. I will eat your ass.
I'll eat your ass.
Your leftist ass
what?
Like corn on the cob. I'm ready. I will eat you. I will eat your ass.
I'll eat your ass.
My children aren't going hungry. I'll do it. I'll drink your blood. And wow. I'm starting to think about having to eat my neighbors. You think I like sizing up, gonna haul him up by chain? Chop his ass up, sizing up, gonna haul him up by chain. Chop, 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 chop. I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Wow.
I will eat your ass.
This guy's gonna eat you, man. Alex Jones. Wow, what a tripper. I remember this where he actually said it. He'd chop up his neighbor. It was like freaking horrific. I couldn't believe it. Listen to this. Someone's put it into a parody. I guess you could call it parody or something.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready. I will eat you.
Yep, he said this shit.
I'll barbecue your ass.
Wow. That's some scary shit.
So fast, I'll tell him. Well, I killed a cow out back, baby. You think Christ would eat somebody?
I remember him saying that.
I'm ready to hang him up, cut him and skin him and chop him up. You know what?
He would eat his neighbor.
Your leftist ass like corn on the
cob. He'd carve his bottom.
I will eat your ass.
I'll eat your...
I think he literally said that he would start by carving the neighbor's bottom. I mean, bloody hell. He must be sending over some lambs every now and then to fatten him up. Sorry, that sounds a bit sicko. Whoa! When the day comes, my big fat neighbour can be hanging up there and I can carve his bottom. Oh, the fucking freaks. I don't even want to play this. This is making me sick. Something wrong with this. Nah, there's something flicking very wrong. Something very wrong. I don't even want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't even want to listen to it. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to see it. Gathered in the masses. I'm over it. Let's play a song for Shelby. Black masses.
Evil minds that plot destruction. Sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning.
Yeah.
The machine
keeps turning.
Death and hatred.
Come on, Shelbs, you can do it. Remember the good old days.
Their brainwashed mind.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Come on. You know you like it. Look at her. She's loving it. No doubt about it. I even produced this one. That's right.
Now in darkness, world stops turning.
I made it a theatric.
She's where the body
theatric. You little freak.
More
war pigs
have the
there
power.
Have a theatric.
And as God has struck the hour.
You gotta pay me to listen though, guys. Here we go. Oh Lord, yeah. I don't want likes. I want your money, maggots. Oh, Lord, yeah. That was pretty good. That was actually not too bad, to be honest with you. I didn't mind that. I thought, oh, you produced that pretty good. This is another one that I've done. I actually sung it myself when I went into a heterosexual sort of transition, I guess you could call it.
Spend all your time waiting for that second chance, for a break that would make it okay. There's always some reason to feel not good enough, and it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction.
All right, let's move along. It's starting to annoy me, to be honest with you. That's right. That's how we do some theatrics during the broadcast. Yes. Become a highly developed corporation here. We become over time and eons of mass production, there's no doubt about it, that we become a different entity. There is no doubt about it. This one's for you, Shelby.
Oh, my love, my darling, I
What's going on? You're busting through the door, man. Shit. Dog's busting through the door. Bloody hell. I think my daughter's dog's trying to freaking freak in. She's apparently got some friend over. Troubles at home. Usual shit with the freaking teenagers these days. So I might have to get the old mate in here, I think. Hey, you can bring the old mate down here if you like. I have to mind the old mate. Bloody hell. These things happen. She's a good dog, though. She's a bloody good dog. No, they're all good animals. See, there's no doubt about it. They're freaking fantastic. It's the vibe, guys, you know what I mean? You gotta have that vibe, and that's it. Everything works. Once you got the vibe, everything sort of falls into place. Yeah, it doesn't matter what dimension, what animal, what human you go through, you're gonna have that vibe, you know what I mean? And once you get the vibe, it resonates throughout the household. You can even go beyond that to communities and all these other aspects. Just being consciousness of the vibe. That's why it's curious. Oh, what's happened here? We got a comment. That's it. Alright. Catch you later, Shubs. Yeah. Safe travels. Wow. Oh, bloody hell. She's on her way, man. Well, it's the way it goes.
In desert or secret chambers?
You'll be fine. You'll get back there, surely. There's no doubt about it. Hey, you should be safe. Safe and sound, I guess. Yep. You'll be safe and sound.
Opposites to give illusion of choice, but we'll own both sides. Control opposition so we never lose. If they want a leader, then we will supply. They'll turn on each other, we'll make sure they do. Violence and wars they will want, they will plead. Anger and fear is the weapon we choose. The solution is fighting is what they'll believe. The hate will be blinding, they'll turn on their neighbors, bathe in their blood and they'll do it with gust. We'll make them believe that their comrades are traitors. We'll fuel them with anger, disdain and disgust. Over and over we'll put in their heads, their friends are the enemy and they should be scared. Over and over we'll fill them with dread, keep them forever in states of despair. Slowly, surely, never stop, step by step, drop by drop. Us more, keeping them busy with drudgery and sweat. They will work hard but still remain poor, and when work is done they'll be tired and frail. They'll be so exhausted, depleted and drained, they'll be so consumed they will never prevail. Utterly blind to their bondage and chains, and if they rise up we will crush them like bugs, for they will relinquish to us all their weapons. The fight will be easy, for they'll have no guns, defeating our rival in a matter of seconds. We'll take all their land, resources and treasure, stealing their freedom or what they have left. They'll be so fractured they shan't work together, damaged and miserable, pained and distressed. Slowly, surely, never stop, step by step, drop by drop.